Warning: the following program does not reflect upon Ryerson or Spirit Live's views. Listener's discretion is advised.
What is up, everyone? Dan the Man here, back with another episode of What If. Alongside me, as always, we've got Pete.
What's good, guys?
How's it going, Pete?
Not too bad, are you?
I'm good. And we got Ralph.
What's up, Danny? How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, Ralph. How's it going, man?
Honestly, I could be better, but you're doing amazing, buddy.
That's great, man. Well, you better be doing amazing, because today is your day, man. You're choosing this week's topic.
Let's go.
Okay, so, Ralph, take it away from here.
Danny, let me get a drum roll, please. All right, guys. Let me introduce to you the topic of a secret society controlling the world, and that it's not our actual government.
Okay, you guys heard that. A secret society controlling the world. It's not our government. Let's get more in depth.
Let's dissect this.
Okay, guys, let's dive right into this. I'll give you guys a quick, brief overview. You guys let me know what you think. Basically, this theory is about the people with the most money in the world. They are the ones ruling the world and controlling what we do, and that it's not our government.
So it's not our actual government.
Which are?
All the people with money. Like, it could be specific billionaires that aren't even public, that we don't really know about. Like, it's just.
So it's like an elite group of people with wealth.
With money. With
okay.
Wealth.
Okay,
and
fair
it
enough.
Could be some political people that.
Yes, I definitely have heard of this before. I've heard of this theory, but I don't know how true it is, only because there's a lot of wealthy governments as well. Like, lots of rich people in politics. I mean, not like billionaire rich, but they're still up there in wealth. You know what I mean? So basically, now, if we are not ruled by our government, who are we ruled by? Like,
so okay. It's known as either the global elite, the Illuminati, or Freemasons, whichever way you take
okay.
it.
Okay.
Like,
so you're talking about three things. Okay, so let's just get a feel for this theory. Okay, so if it's three different types of elites, or whatever you want to call them, people who control the world, what does this mean with our actual government system that's put in place right now?
So basically,
the libertarian
what it is about is that our government is the ones that are publicly controlling us, setting the law, setting the rules.
Yeah, so puppets.
But they're basically just their puppets. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So as Pete said,
if you kind of think about it, it does make sense, because with all that money in the world and capitalism these days, like, it makes sense for the elite to run this world, like, control what they do. Only money is power.
Money is power.
You never know.
Money is power, but
some shady stuff that's going on.
I don't know, man. I still think that we have Justin Trudeau, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, so it doesn't seem like that makes sense to me, to be honest.
All these political leaders are just puppets, man. I'm telling you.
I agree. I think they are puppets, bro.
I don't know about that one.
Dude, more than 500 billion.
More than 500 billion?
Yeah, these people probably have. Yeah, bro, come on, man.
So,
why would you
even
know about people with that much money? If you had that much money, would you want people to know about you?
No, but
they basically have so much money, dude. They have to call shots and stuff like that to not fuck with their money.
Okay, so you're telling me they have half a trillion?
Basically.
Okay, and then what about
maybe more? You never know.
People like Jeff Bezos.
Jeff Bezos is just another guy with another company, dude.
He's just another guy with another company. So
yeah, these guys have countries, dude. He has own countries.
So these guys that
have political power, but it's just the people have like the super
like big decisions. These guys will say like, hey, yeah, no, sorry.
Yeah, but why would they say just because they have money?
No, because if it doesn't benefit them, of course they're gonna say something.
If it doesn't benefit them, they're going to say something. So,
well, if you think about it, in a way, it does make sense. Let me give you this for an example.
Okay.
Our food, the food that we eat, is controlled by literally 10 companies.
10 companies.
And by that, I mean there's 10.
Can you name me three? Can you name me three?
I can name you like there. I'll get that for you real quick.
Okay, so you're telling me this is the example that you're showing me. 10 companies control the food that we eat. So yes, somehow this translates.
So there's one company that owns specific brands of like Kellogg's, stuff like that. Let me get that for you real quick.
Okay, so cereal. So one company owns the cereal department, and then one company owns the meat department, and then one company owns the vegetation, and then one company owns
what? Okay, here you go.
The pickles.
Here you go. For example, the Nestle. For an example, okay, they own a lot of different things like Nestle, like the ice cream. And then there's another company, PepsiCo. PepsiCo owns a lot of things. They own Lay's.
Is it this water Tostitos. That I'm drinking right now? The Nestle?
Yes. Yes. They own a lot of things. They own PepsiCo owns Quakers, Gatorade, Tropicana, Cheetos.
Ms. Okay, Vickies, you're making me hungry. You're making me hungry, dude. You're not even explaining. Okay, so how does this relate to the higher elites?
Listen, this relates to it because if they wanted to, they can just stop all food making process, and then we're screwed.
And then we're screwed. And who is going to stop it? Right,
all these companies, they own a lot of it.
The global elites own these companies?
No, like the owners of those specific 10 companies. Let me send you this.
I don't know, man. Doesn't seem right to me, I'm going to be honest. It just doesn't make sense. I don't know. Our food, I think we just get food because we need food. The government provides, obviously, groceries. And just doesn't make any sense to me, because why would we go through all of this trouble and all the struggle of making all these political parties, these leaders and everything just for everyone to be a puppet. Everyone we voted for or that we've elected before is just a puppet.
So basically today's superclass has achieved unprecedented levels of wealth and power. They have globalized more rapidly than any other group, which means all the brands we buy, the stuff like that, they control that. They control the supply that goes where. It's all, they control it to the point where they send it only to the places where there's money at. So for example, you don't see many of these big brands shipping their stuff and their products to Africa because their GDP and there isn't as high as ours, and they're not a first world country. So you wouldn't necessarily see a lot of catalogs, stuff like that.
Makes sense because
they're sending it to where the money's at. Let's say, for an example, Canada's GDP goes down or something like that, or our country's GDP goes down. You're most likely going to see production or shipment. You're not going to see these products being shipped out here anymore, and then we're going to slowly decline and stuff like that. So it's just basically all capitalism and stuff like that.
So you're saying they only ship food to where the money's at?
Basically.
But okay.
Because where the money's at is where they can afford it. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. But any country has different brands. Like, they still have the same stuff we do at the end of the day.
They have similar things.
It's just different brands.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I don't really see how that makes any sense. Why whoever's controlling us or controlling the world, not us necessarily, makes any sense to that. I believe that there are higher people within, like I believe there's like lots of politics involved in different decisions made, but I don't think that, like, I can see why wealth would basically make you a leader and like powerful, but it doesn't make sense for them to control us.
In a sense, they kind of do.
And why is that?
Because you have to think about it. Like I said earlier, money is power. So it kind of would make sense for... Like, it's kind of like they control us in an indirect way. It's not like, oh, they go up to Justin Trudeau and say, oh, do this, do that. Like, you know
what
I mean?
Yeah, no, like stuff like that. That also like for Justin Trudeau, it's just bigger things that they have to worry about. It's nothing like...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's why they have these little guys under them, or what? So you call
break
them.
It down. What's a bigger thing? What are the bigger things?
Like for an example, control? Here's the group. For an example, called the Freemasons. They claim to be a fraternal group of men seeking only self-improvement and the betterment of society. But the Freemasons have long been suspected of occult worship and shadow manipulation.
They're basically
like a pyramid, or they're basically like a pyramid organizations, which is like only a select few of people at the top know everything.
I know how that works. Yeah. Okay. Makes sense. Yeah. Okay. So what if this was true? What do you think that means for us?
This is true because President George Washington was a Freemason.
Okay, but Freemasons can mean anything. Let's go into the next topic, the next segment. Okay, we broke it down, we dissected it, we know what it is. Now, what do you guys think? What would happen? What if this was real? Ralphs, tell me.
I feel like if it was real, which I do believe is real, I believe we're working towards a new world order, and that they will soon run the world. They want like a one world, one man power
kind one of government
thing, where they one government where they like basically control everything.
Yeah, of course. If you had that much money, you wouldn't want things to go out of hand.
I believe like there's a lot of things in this world where we're controlled, like by our media as well. There's a lot of things, and people being censored, like, and it's just, if you don't want to be heard, if they don't want you to be heard, you're not going to be heard. That's how it works. There's a lot of companies and people's trying to start like different platforms for like a decentralized way of communicating where it's not controlled by the government, where it's not, because people have, like in Canada, we have free speech, like that's not like towards hateful, like it's supposed to be hateful as long as it's peaceful and stuff like that. We are entitled to our own opinions, right?
I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be peaceful, just you don't have to be threatened.
Well, in Canada, we're like peaceful, like protests, stuff
yeah,
like
but
that.
You don't have to be nice about it.
Like, yeah, obviously not.
Definitely could be rude.
We're all entitled to free speech. Like,
no doubt about that.
It's not like, what's it called? Countries, dictatorship countries where, you know, people don't have free speech. And if you say anything bad about the government, it's like game over.
But it's okay. Well, let's get our final thoughts going. Pete, what do you think? Is this real or fake? Do you think there's actually a global elite or higher? Okay, yeah. So you say yes. Why is that?
Definitely, yeah. Because, bro, these people, we're not supposed to know how much they have, right?
Fair enough.
It's supposed to be a secret. If I had that much, I wouldn't want people to know, right?
Makes sense. So,
and to keep everything in order, you got to have that much to begin with, right?
Makes sense. And Ralph, what about you?
Like I said, these people own countries and stuff. Without knowing it, for sure.
Yeah, how do you even determine the owner of a country?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, we won't know.
Well, it's true. No, for sure.
Unless we're here to see them take over the world.
Ralph, what do you think? I think I already know what your final thoughts are, but just go ahead and say it.
I think, there is, because, you know, there's a lot of conspiracies around it. And with all that money, definitely comes power, because just think about it. Money can pay off people, stuff like that. It's just
big people.
Oh, 100%. And if you know the right people, there you go.
I'm going to say this.
Yeah, Danny, what do you think?
I think it's not true. I do believe there's obviously political stuff happening with higher people, obviously. But I do believe that there is a government. They do control our world. Not in the sense they control our world. They run order to our world. Because if there was no government, people look at the government as the worst thing ever. But to be honest, if there wasn't a government, lots of things would be different. And it wouldn't be a life you guys would want to live.
Yeah.
I think that there's lots of organizations that incorporate the whole world as a whole. So I don't see why people would want to make one government as a new world order to like control the whole world. I think we're all the countries are connected in a way already, and there's lots of like flights and everything, and there's lots of organizations like the WHO, the World Health Organization, for example, like all those, they're all connected in some way. Mm-hmm. My final thought is that no, it's not true. Justin Trudeau is real and he is our prime minister and he's not a puppet. But at the end of the day, we'll never know. I'm going to say this, but personally, I believe it is not true.
I believe this happens more in the United States than in Canada.
And like China and like Russia.
Okay, that's
bigger countries than Canada.
Okay, so we'll just exclude Canada from that, okay?
Yeah, but moral of the story is, you don't think it's true. We do, 2-1.
2-1, two wins, I guess, because it's greater.
No, it's no winner.
All right, well, that's all the time we have for today's episode. Catch us next week, guys. We're going to have a great topic. I'm going to be the one to pick it, the theory of the day. Thank you very much, Pete.
No problem. Thank you.
As always, Ralph, great topic today, buddy.
Thank you.
Every Sunday, tune in. What if?
Until next time, guys. See you next week.
Peace. Ciao.